and welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have Bob Gleason in the studio. Bob is a Telluride local, and we are going to be talking about all the wonderful activities, almost all, actually, outdoor activities to do in Telluride and the outlying area in spring and summer. And boy, it's a beautiful day outside, and I already passed some people doing all kinds of activities, and I'm looking forward to jumping right in. Bob is the owner-operator of Boot Doctors and Further Adventures, and they are located in Telluride. And I would like to welcome Bob to Travel Fun. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mary Beth. Thanks for inviting me here today. It's a beautiful day out and a great day to talk about what's going on outside.
It sure is. It sure is. And you know, the good thing about being in the mountains is we have all this wonderful snow in the winter that makes the skiing so great. And then that snow transforms into summer fun rather quickly come springtime.
I like to play on those H2O molecules all year round. In the winter, play on the mountain, skiing every day that we possibly can. And in the summer, the rivers we have around here are beautiful, pristine, and a fantastic way to spend a day.
So let's first talk about rafting, because so many people love coming to the area and to do rafting. Now, what sort of rafting can people expect to find in and around Telluride?
Well, there's two different areas in close proximity to Telluride that we raft. Our adventure company, when the San Miguel runs, likes to run the San Miguel River. We run sections all the way from just the bottom of Keystone Hill, just 4 miles outside of town, to all the way to through the confluence of the Dolores River, about 85 miles away. A number of different runs there. There's half-day runs down the Deep Creek section in the upper part. That's pretty steep, pretty narrow, pretty creaky, a fairly exciting ride. It's technical boating. Just downstream from that, from the Specie Creek Bridge to the Beaver Creek Bridge, is a more mellow section, yet still whitewater, still class 3-minus, so it's relatively active, but good for small members of the family and things like that. And we can combine those two runs in a full day with a nice delectable lunch down at the Caddis Flats area, and it's a great day of whitewater. From there, down through the Norwood Canyon, there's a 22-mile wilderness run runs through that canyon that almost nobody ever sees. And that's a fantastic place with class 2 rapids for a beautiful float through a southwestern canyon. And then we can go all the way down past Naderita and run the Hanging Flume Canyon, where we get into the big sandstone walls, all the slick rock that you see in the Carter National Monument and places like that. Big, beautiful red overhanging walls and a nice class 2 section of river. Now, this year, of course, the snow's been a little light over the course of the winter, so the San Miguel's probably going to be a little short in its season. I'm guessing we'll get about 3 weeks out of the San Miguel. So over Dallas Divide in Ridgeway is the Uncompahgre River. Uncompahgre is Ute for dirty water, and it kind of looks that way a lot of times. But that, too, is a great river that runs through a lot of interesting ranch land and talks about the history of ranching, which started about the same time that mining started in these valleys around here. The Uncompahgre is private property on its banks up and down, all ranch land. So in order to run the river there has to be permission from private landowners. We were able to secure that last year, and we'll be running the Uncompahgre probably all year. It's below Ridgeway Reservoir. Ridgeway Reservoir is almost full to the brim right now, but by the end of the summer and into September, they're going to drain that down. As dry as it's been, there's going to be a lot of call for irrigation. So we should be able to run the Uncompahgre River all summer long.
Wow, I didn't realize that you offered so many different rafting trips.
Well, we like a good variety. People that have run it before are always looking for something new and different to do. And there's a lot of different levels and different needs for different types of customers. For the last few years, we've actually done a Wounded Warriors trip through the Hanging Flume. And with guys that are fresh back from, you know, their terms in the military where they had some unfortunate circumstances, gives them a chance to get outside and get free again in a section of water that's not too overbearing, yet it's beautiful down there.
So would you say that is a float trip? That's kind of the more mild one of what you offer?
Yeah, that's the mildest trip that we offer in there. Again, class 2, and there's a few rapids in there, so it's not like it's all still water, but the rapids are pretty straightforward.
Okay. And the season for the San Miguel typically runs until, typically on most years, runs through 4th of July, correct?
Well, actually, an average season here usually starts mid-May, and looking at the 50-year averages, there's enough water to run it in an average year till July 30th. But we all know about averages. It's one extreme or another.
Right. And this year, that three-week window, when do you predict that to be?
Water's running right now in mid-May, and it'll probably go through around the 1st of June. And after that, we'll be driving down to Ridgeway and doing the Uncompahgre.
Okay, so people have to get out there fast.
Yeah, although this river, this canyon's narrow enough and has enough mountains on the sleeves that if we get a long rainy session, the San Miguel does come up. And there's been a number of years after the ground got saturated and it rained hard that we were able to run the river again, and we'll do that as long as it's permissible.
Right. I have to say, Bob, I had the pleasure of going on a river trip with you once. I think it was probably about 4 years ago at this point. And it was so much fun because you are such an incredibly knowledgeable, articulate river guide.
Well, like I've always said, if I didn't do this, I'd have to get a real job and I'd be useless there. But yeah, I've been working as a river guide since I was in my 20s, and hey, I'm celebrating my 61st birthday here in 3 weeks. So it's been a long, long stint of taking people down the rivers, and you know, I'm curious. So there's an awful lot of interesting stuff going on with nature and with history and with flora and fauna and everything around there, and it's great to relate the stories. People enjoy that.
Are all of your guides as knowledgeable?
Oh, I have a lot of great guides. Obi, who's my key guy right now, he was head boatman for a company on the Arkansas River for about 15 years. He's been doing it his whole life, too, and he just passed the 50 mark. So we've got some senior guys out there that are very, very experienced and very knowledgeable. And then we bring along the younger guys, of course, to get that young spark out there and try to fill them with enough information that they could also be an encyclopedia for you in the river.
Okay, so it's all about fun on the river, and southwestern Colorado is a great place because we have so much red rock to look up at and be in awe of when you're
Well, the geology here is really interesting, and of course, there's nothing like floating through a river canyon to really see the heart of geology, and things you learn about the volcanic activity around here, about the glacial ages and things like that, it's all really interesting, and it all makes sense, and once you hear the stories, all of a sudden, every place you look, you can gather what happened with time.
All right. The rivers are also great places to fly fish.
Yeah, fly fishing is a fantastic alternative. And the interesting thing about fly fishing is when the rafting starts to go away and the river gets a little lower, that's when the fly fishing is at its best. The San Miguel's been a fishery that they've worked at hard. In the 1980s, there was a Superfund cleanup upstream in the San Miguel. So a lot of the poisons left over from the mining area were cordoned in particular areas and wrapped. And so the water became clean and pristine and good for fishing. Since that point in time, there's been serious efforts at stocking the San Miguel. So it's become really a very, very good fishery. In addition to the San Miguel, we have a number of private water sections that we like to take people fishing on. If you've never gone fishing before, we have a site up on Hastings Mesa called the Utopia. And that's a beautiful place for a beginning fishing experience. We have some ponds up there that we've stocked. Alan Bradbury, that owns the Utopia, he's got the greenest thumb of anybody I ever know. He has an arboretum in Maui. He came to Telluride a number of years ago, and he's developing this arboretum up on Hastings Mesa with trails that go through the woods and things like that. So if a family wants to go, and not all members of the family are totally focused on fishing all day, there's trails to walk through the woods, stupendous views, and lots of great examples of plant life up there that you find real interesting.
I had the pleasure of visiting Alan's place up on Hastings Mesa, and first of all, he's a trailblazer extraordinaire. And I guess he's had an interest in cutting trails ever since he's been a kid, and he's a grown-up guy now. And
he's a grown-up kid.
He's a grown-up kid. He's going full on, and the trails there are beautiful with all these little ponds created around them. So it is very much utopia. In fact, Alan talked about his place on Hastings Mesa, the same interview I did with him about Maui Garden of Eden. And I'll be putting all of this up on my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, and we can kind of link the two stories so that Bob and Alan cross over between further adventures and Utopia.
That's a great idea. In addition to Utopia, we've got some other great whitewater, fishing sections that we have out there. Over in the Upper Dolores, we have the cemetery section just past Rico. There are some big native fish that live in there. We have the Gurley Inlet. It runs early. It's the stream that goes into the Gurley Reservoir up there, and that's the holes. Early in the year, all the big fish migrate out of the reservoir up into the pockets in the stream above that, and we have exclusive fishing rights on that one through the Boot Dodgers and Further Adventures. And so you get up there, you'll catch some fish that are well into their 20-inch sizes right in there, some big fish. We also have a place we call the Secret Ranch, somewhere down between Ridgeway and Montrose. The guy that owns that ranch is a fanatic about fishing, and he stocked these streams in the Incompagre and these side streams that run through his property and ponds with huge trophy-sized fish. Bunkhouse down there, which is a great place for the guys to hang out when they want to have lunch and things like that. So that's another nice private water fishing experience that we offer.
So there, people are pretty much guaranteed to catch a big fish.
Well, they call it fishing. They don't call it catching, and there's a reason for that, because you don't always catch fish, but almost all the time you will with us in those private sections.
I went on an organized fishing trip once, and it was a pretty good one to go on. I went fly fishing in New Zealand.
Ooh, big fish there.
Yes, it was lovely. And I know what I enjoyed most about that whole experience. Tell me, what do you think your clients enjoy the most about going fly fishing?
Any time you spend on a body of water is just a time at peace. It's just when you're sitting there on a river and you're watching the bugs come off the water, you're watching the water move around the rocks, you're looking for those secret places where the fish are. It just gives you such an appreciation and awareness of the fantastic resource that our rivers are right in there. So it's something that everyone should do, because truly it makes you appreciate the beauty of the river system we have. You know, the Native Americans called the rivers the veins of our mother, and they're so right. It really is the life force of the planet.
Wow, that was a perfect answer. Yes, for me, it was really that whole experience, and even walking to get to the river's edge. You know, usually you go on a trail, and just being out in nature, it's so awe-inspiring. I think when we live here, we never take this for granted. We love it so much every day, our views, the whole experience. That's typically amplified by 10 for people that are coming from the big cities and other places where they're not looking at the scenery every day.
Yeah. I mean, I always say one of the fine things about living in Telluride is you can't have a bad day. If you're not feeling right, you walk outside, you open your eyes, you spin 360 degrees, and all of a sudden you say, ah, now I know why I'm here and doing this again. And when you're from some other place, it can be awe-striking, this amazing environment that we get to live in every day.
It sure is. Rain or shine.
That's true.
Because that only adds to the fun to it.
It's true. People always ask, are you going to go rafting if it's raining? And we always have to respond, well, you think you're going to get wet? Of course. And, you know, we provide rain gear in all our activities. And, you know, watching nature do her thing is pretty fun.
It is. It's just like, as you know, I'm a ski instructor on the mountain. And believe it or not, we have fewer people showing up for lessons when it's snowing outside. Some people even call up thinking that maybe it's canceled. Actually, you know, no, we love the weather. So rain or snow or sun, it's all good. I am visiting with Bob Gleason. And Bob is the owner operator of Boot Dodgers. And we have to say what Boot Dodgers is. I didn't say that in the intro.
Boot Dodgers is a full-service outdoor shop. We have the main Boot Dodgers shop in the Mountain Village, which is right off the Heritage Plaza there. In town, we have the Paragon store on Main Street. And down at the bottom of the gondola on the town of Telluride side, we have our Oak Street Boot Dodgers store down there. If you want to do any of these adventures, you can stop in any of those locations, and they'd be glad to get you hooked up.
Right. And also you can go there and buy clothing and gear for all the summer fun.
They're full gear shops. And sometimes when people see the name Boot Dodgers, they think it's just boots. But no, boots are the core of our business, because people's feet, it's compelling and something goes on there. So people come in the door for that. But we have everything you need for fun outside.
Okay. And the website?
www.bootdodgers.com. Or for the adventure specifically, www.furtheradventures.com.
Okay. And as I said, I am going to be blogging about this, and I'll be putting this interview up as a podcast. And that's at bonjourcolorado.com. Right now, we're going to take a short break and come back and talk about mountain bike riding.
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back to Travel Fun. I am visiting with Bob Gleason, owner-operator of Boot Doctors, located here in Telluride, and also Further Adventures, an outfitter for doing all kinds of great outdoor activities in and around Telluride. Actually, it's that outlying area. And in this part of the interview, we are going to be talking about biking and also hiking. And boy, Bob, you're really keeping us active here.
Well, we kind of like to create a scenario so when people come to town, if they stop by the Boot Doctors or Paragon stores, we can keep them busy with great activities all week long.
All right. Yeah. And help people enjoy the outdoors the way it's meant to be.
Absolutely the key, you know, and you have the right gear and you've got somebody with the right experience to bring you to the right places at the right time. It makes it so much better.
Okay, so I'm going to make an admission here. I have done very, very, very little biking in and around the area. Because I find it to be really steep.
Well, this is, you know, really, it's biking paradise around here. You've got bike trails going in every direction. And yeah, we're in a deep, steep canyon. So there's a lot of grunt that goes with mountain biking around here. But there's also some other places where we go bike where it's not so cumbersome. The most common bike tour we do, we drive a van, a sag wagon up to the top of Lizard Head Pass, and we ride down the old Galloping Goose rail bed. It's a 14-mile ride that starts right up by Timberline at the top with all these massive peaks around you, and then traverses down through the trails, the old rail bed, and finishes up down the bottom of the Ilium Valley. So it goes from a high alpine to a green river valley right in there, and you see all the ecosystems in between. So it's really a beautiful place to be traversing. The wildflowers are usually on top of each other up there. Views are astounding. It starts with a double track road at the top aspect right in there with potholes and things like that. So fairly easy in your starting areas. And the guide isn't just a guide, but he's going to function as a teacher for people that don't have a lot of mountain biking experience and show them the proper way to use the brakes, to sit on the bike and stand on the bike, really, more than that, to use the gears properly and things like that. Once we get through the first loop and cross over, it then becomes a rougher, more cobbly trail. But down by Ophir, we cross the highway, and we end up in a single track that goes about another 7 miles. So it gradually increases in difficulty, but nothing about it is real intimidating. It just gradually gets a little more difficult. You finish up with a couple stream crossings in the end. And by the end of that ride, a person that doesn't have a lot of mountain biking experience feels, oh, I know how to do this now.
Terrific. I'll have to go sometime.
Yeah, you should. It's fun.
Now, what about any rides that are really geared toward families? And when I'm saying families, I'm thinking of, you know, maybe kids that are like 7, 8, 9, 10.
Biking, we found, actually works better for kids that are usually 10 years old and older. Young kids, really, there's a lot of good trails around the mountain village and things like that. And we do have a good section of bikes for rent in our Boot Dr. Paragon stores, all the way down to the little kids' bikes. We have the trailers, the tag-alongs that are attached to the back of bikes. So if somebody has toddlers, they can put them on there. And for the young kids, there's a few good trails for that. You could ride out the valley floor till you get out past the Shell station there. Beyond the Shell station, it gets a little rough. So that's a good ride out. Then you come back and back around on the bike path or something like that, or do it as an out and back. Or up in the mountain village, there's a nice trail that moves along the side of the road, which is a great easy path for families and for kids and things like that to tag through those areas.
Right. So it sounds as though in terms of families, if there's a family thinking about coming to the area, doing outdoor activities, and if they have some teens, young teens, they should ring you up.
Yeah, it's a great thing for young teens. They all love the idea of mountain bikes at that age. It's exciting, it's fun, it's good stuff. So we should get them out there on that. And if there's more advanced riders that are looking for something special, we do have several advanced rides out there where we could take somebody that's in town and they're looking for a path to different places to go, and we could take them some good, hard, grunty rides, high altitudes, steep climbs, and test their fitness if they want to do that.
I'm going to quote you on that grunty part. I like that. That puts you right there. You know where people are at with their cycling and where they're riding. When they're grunting, yeah, it's hard work.
Also on biking this year, of course, this is a big year for road biking. The U.S. Pro Tour is coming here in August, and we're all really excited about that. The best cyclists from around the world are going to see our beautiful mountains and ride into town. So we do carry a good section of road bikes on in our stores, our Main Street Paragon shop, our Oak Street store, and the Mountain Village store. And we're also doing group rides for both mountain bike and road biking this year. We also do clinics a couple times a week, which you could sign up in any of the Boot Dr.'s Paragon stores right there. Clinics are at charge, and we have clinics are specific for women. Becky Ryman that does those is a fantastic rider. She was a single speed competitor and a top level one for a long while, yet she's really empathetic to gals and really open to teaching and guiding. So for women that want to get to a higher level, those women's clinics are fantastic, and the bonding with the groups are great. They finish it with wine and cheese, and that's a nice thing. Then also we have some really hardcore bikers around here that for men that are looking for the next step and want to increase their level. We got several people in our shop that are great teachers that are going to bring you to a higher level of biking. The downhill course in the Mountain Village. We have downhill bikes in the Mountain Village, and a couple of the top downhill riders in this town do clinics through the Boot Dr.'s in downhill bike riding. So you could learn how to use that downhill course. The only free downhill course in the country. Ride the gondola for free and ride downhill for no charge. It's special.
There you go. And it is challenging. I've never done it, but I've heard many people talking about it on the gondola, all muddied up.
They have several different levels. And, you know, the starting trail right there, it's a good place to get the introductory. When you feel comfortable there, then you can move to the next level and go all the way up to the World Cup course.
Right. And now, are these activities that visitors could join in on, and
absolutely,
if they're up to that level?
Really, the downhill course, you don't have to have a lot of skills to do it, really. The bikes take a lot of the beating, and the instructors are going to teach you how to do that in the safest sort of manner.
Okay. Let's talk about hiking. That's one of my favorite activities here in the summer.
There's amazing trails in every direction around here. And we're permitted by the Forest Service to do guided hiking trips. And we've been doing those for about 10 years right now. And we have about a dozen different trails that we can take people on for half-day or full-day hiking adventures. We've got a couple of great characters that guide our hiking trips. Hawkeye Johnson is probably the most known hiker in the region. He's done the Triple Crown several times, meaning the Rocky Mountain Crest Trail, the Sierra Crest Trail, and the Appalachian Trail. So he's got multiple hikes through there. He did those a number of times for the Toyota Adaptive Program, where he hiked the trail from top to bottom and raised money in that for that program. And on his blog, talked about all the experiences
right.
he had out there.
And for those that aren't familiar with what that represents, I think we have to say, doesn't that go from the whole length of the Rocky Mountains.
Texas to Canada.
Along the Continental Divide.
The full Continental Divide Trail. Right. He's done that top to bottom. And, of course, the Sierra Crest Trail is equally daunting in length. And the Appalachian Trail, everyone knows that, but it's a major trail. So Hawkeye has tons of experience. He's a really interesting, funny character. With all the time he spent out there walking, he has lots of great insights into what goes on with the nature things out there. And the other main hiking guide that we use is Josh Williams, who grew up here and spends all his time out there in the mountains and trees. And they'll give you a wonderful experience out there on those hikes and take you to places, sir. You'll be amazed at the beauty that you get to see.
That sounds terrific. Okay. And once again, there are varying levels.
Absolutely. Varying levels. We could take people that are from sea level and not in great shape and get them out there, or we could take people that are hardcore hikers and want to go up to the top of some peaks or something, and we'll get them out there.
Okay. Bob, you are at the helm of Boot Doctors.
Yeah, Boot Doctors and Further Adventures, and of course, Paragon down on Main Street.
Right. And so Boot Doctors, that helps everybody with their feet.
Absolutely.
And that's important with all of our outdoor activities.
It's your interface to the planet, and whether you're biking or hiking, you know, the comfort of your feet is really key. So the first thing that we'll do for a person that's having discomfort or isn't trying to improve their performance is build a molded footbed, an orthotic-type device to stack the foot appropriately inside any piece of footwear and eliminate a lot of the pains that exist there and put the foot in a mode where it functions better in the athletic activity you're involved in. In biking now, we're doing bike alignment, where in addition to putting a footbed in the shoe and stacking that foot so you don't have excess motion in there, we can align the lower extremity, take a look at the upper body and see how you're sitting on that bike, whether you're stretched out or crunched, and readjust things so you're really in your best individual stance on that bicycle, so you have less risk of injury and you perform better.
Okay. Now, the hiking is important. I mean, cycling as well. However, I'm really thinking about the hiking because you use your feet so much.
Especially in a downhill hike. When you're walking on flat terrain, every time the heel strikes, about four times your body weight's driven into the heel bone, so the foot has to function as a shock absorber there. When you're hiking downhill, it could be 12 times your body weight driven into the foot. So you really overwork the connective tissue. You really overwork the joint motion when you're hiking in a downhill sort of mode. So a molded footbed, an orthotic-type device, holds the foot in a more stable position so you don't overstretch the connective tissue in the foot. You don't overwork those bones and their motion against one another.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because anybody who's really into skiing knows that footbeds are a must. And I'm sure there are many instances where people should have footbeds for their hiking boots and don't.
They make a big difference.
Okay. I have been visiting with Bob Gleason. And Bob is at the helm of Boot Doctors and Further Adventures, sometimes even wielding the raft.
As much as I can.
Yeah, that's right. And the websites again?
www.bootdoctors.com or www.furtheradventures.com.
Okay, lots of great things. Get out and enjoy the area. Bob, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, thank you, Mary Beth, for having me here today. It's, we love getting outside because really the reason why we live here and our mission statement is so we could fully share the love of nature that we have with our guests right in there. And these outdoor experiences really give us the chance to give people the spark that we have living here and share that with people that come to town.
Absolutely. And I'd like to add, too, that the mountains, you don't fool around with life in the mountains. And I'm specifically thinking about one hike I went on with one other person up in Ophir. And boy, I was sure that the trail was going one way, and it wasn't. And I ended up being out for hours, and the weather moved in and all that. So, this is big stuff around here, and it's good to have some assistance.
Every year, there's some stories that we hear of people getting lost and scenarios that go bad out there. So, yeah, having an expert with you up there in the mountains, it helps relieve a lot of those situations.
Okay. Well, Bob, have a great summer.
Thank you, Mary Beth. You too.
And thank you so much for being a guest on Travel Fun.
My pleasure.
And as I said before, I'm going to be posting this interview as a podcast at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com. Take care.
Thanks.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.